I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ted Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast one Sarah Sidner of Los Angeles, California. If her name sounds familiar at all, she's a CNN anchor. And even though her story actually happened in July, we only stumbled upon it just today, and somehow they kind of kept this under wraps, all right? So like I said, she's a CNN anchor, and at some point when California reopened their beaches, people flocked to the beaches. She is on location to report back to the anchor desk explaining, hey, they've opened the beaches here in Los Angeles, a lot of people showing up, social distancing, blah, 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 we've all heard it. You know the story. But the thing is, as she, and I watched this video today, now, while she is there, she spoke about the coronavirus pandemic to her coworkers back in New York City. But in the background, and she did not notice this at first, a woman kind of wanders into the shot. She's not trying to be in the shot. She's just minding her own business. But as this woman, as the anchor is going on saying, this is the number one highest spike in positive cases we've seen, she's trying to have a serious conversation. Meanwhile, behind her, just over her right shoulder, a woman who appears to be homeless lays out a black trash bag on the sand. And then very slowly, kind of turns to her side, pulls down her pants, and begins defecating on the beach. It's 9 o'clock. The beach is packed. And you see this woman now over the shoulder of the news anchor who's trying to give the serious report. And you see this old woman just rip down her pants and just start cutting loose. Apparently, and this is how good our news anchor is here, someone in her earpiece let her know, saying, there's a woman defecating behind you. Very subtly, step a little bit to your right to block her out of the shot. She did this as smooth as you could possibly do it. You know she wanted to look over her shoulder because they're telling her there's a woman pooping behind you. But no, she kept her cool. She slid ever so slightly to the right, blocking her out of the shot before sending it back to the news anchors. Mm-hmm. If you get the chance to watch the video, please do.
Jesus.
Because you're like, oh my God, this old woman, she's not paying anything. She's just pulling down her pants and...
What is up with this?
I don't know. And keep in mind, this is a sunny-ass bright day on a packed beach.
I never knew that using the bathroom could be so crazy these days.
I know. Just it seems
all
to
the calls
more,
we got today.
I know. It's all poop.
Yes. It's like, what is going on?
What is going on with defecation?
Oh, my God.
I feel like a loser. I didn't even poop at work.
I pooped twice today here.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. I don't think I'd have to, but my stomach's like, no, you need to. So let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Throhill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, Damien. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. Hi, Damien. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes.
Fantastic. then you already know that you have one of three choices for a story. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone.
Okay.
Which category would you like to pick?
What was that second one?
Bite me. What did someone find in their food?
Bite me.
All right. See, the way you say it, it sounds like an insult.
Mm-hmm.
But here is your story. A man has been arrested on suspicion of placing something inside the pizza dough, which was then purchased by customers in Maine. When Nicholas Mitchell, he was arrested after the police department identified him as a suspect in a food tampering case. The supermarket notified police in October to report the objects had been found inside of the Portland Pie pizza dough after a customer complained. Well, surveillance footage showed that a suspect had, in fact, tampered with the packaging of several Portland Pie pizza dough items inside of the store. In a separate statement, police confirmed the suspect had been taken into custody. They found him about 30 miles away. Now, it's unclear what his motive was to place the objects inside of the dough, but the supermarket has issued a product recall, as they're saying, out of an abundance of caution, and urged all customers who purchase Portland Pie pizza dough and Portland Pie cheese sold in the deli in any of their stores. They said, bring it back, you get a full refund. Now, the question is, what did they discover this guy was trying to stuff inside of the pizza dough? We have multiple choice. Was it broken glass, razor blades, nails, or weed? So glass, blades, nails, or weed. One of those four things this guy was stuffing inside of the Portland pizza pie dough.
Glass blades?
Well, broken glass, razor blades, nails, or weed?
I sure hope it's weed.
I sure hope it is, too.
I wouldn't complain.
Yeah.
I'd buy more.
Yeah.
Okay. I think just based on the fact that he's trying to do this and maybe doesn't want it to be seen very obviously, broken glass would be a pretty logical thing because it's raw dough, it's cheese. If there's a razor blade in there, you can see it.
Sure.
So, I don't know. That seems to be the most deviant, even though I think you could see a razor blade, especially if it's in cheese. All right?
But this was the dough.
Nails. You might be able to see those in there. He's not giving up his weed. That is a fact. I don't believe. And I don't know if they'd I think it's broken glass, Damon.
And who called this in?
A customer bought the dough. Then the customer complained back to the store saying, hey, man, I found this in the pizza dough. So the store then set up surveillance. And sure enough, one of their employees was stuffing crap inside of the...
And was it in Portland or just called the Portland Pizza Dough?
It's in Portland, Maine.
No, I assume it's Portland, Maine, but it's called the Portland Pizza Dough. So obviously they get it into this supermarket and you can, well, access it and put stuff in it.
I mean, it seems... Right, they're getting it to the supermarket, then he's putting something in it.
At the supermarket, right. Then it's put out on the shelves for people to buy.
And what'd you pick, Miles?
I picked broken glass.
I mean, it could be a way to sell weed. Like, maybe people, like, every third pizza down has the weed in it.
Oh, right, right.
Right, because the dough's still raw.
Maybe. Yes. It's uncooked.
You can knead it and weed it.
You going weed?
It is an herb.
I mean, I don't know. It seems like, other than that, he's just trying to hurt people.
Right.
Which there's three versions of him hurting people just
Well,
to
he
hurt
was
him.
Arrested.
Well, yeah, but weed's not legal in Maine, I don't think.
Well, you can't tamper with food. I mean, look. The other three objects are perfectly legal, but you're still going to get arrested if you stick it to someone's food, right?
Okay. Yep. I'm going to go on just humanity, that he's not just an evil bastard, and say it was weed, and he's just trying to slang some weed.
Okay. Damien, I'm going broken glass. Ted's going to go weed. What are you thinking? Broken glass, razor blades, nails, or weed?
I am going to go, it's just too hard to see. I'd hate for somebody else. I couldn't even imagine somebody else doing it. I'm going with weed.
You're going with weed as your final answer.
Final answer.
Okay, we're going to find out what this guy was arrested for. Was it broken glass, razor blades, nails, or weed next?
That was a tease.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
We're going to Maine. It's pretty dastardly here. A man was arrested after putting something in a pizza dough at a pizza place. Basically, you kind of package pizza dough that you find in the bag there, and you can take it home, make your own pizza and all that deal. But the guy was putting stuff in the pizza dough. Not only that, some of the shredded cheese. Question is, what was he putting in the food? Broken glass, razor blades, nails, or weed?
And Damien, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with our very own Miles Montgomery. You said glass. You said, look, if you're going to hide something in dough, glass, probably the least likely to be noticed. However, that is incorrect. But Damien, you agreed with D. Ted Smith, and Ted, you were trying to appeal to what the humanity of people.
Correct.
And saying, man, I hope it's weed. And Damien, you agreed. Oh, I'm sorry, not weed.
No,
this guy really sucked, and he's not subtle. He's putting razor blades in the pizza dough. The good news about that is because it is easy to see, no one got injured. But yeah, he was putting razor blades in the pizza dough.
Wow.
And I don't know why.
That is a twisted individual.
It's terrible.
Okay. Did you ever get those frozen loaves when you were kids?
All the time.
And
still
just
do.
Sit them out?
Yeah, let them grow.
Let them rise overnight.
Mm-hmm. Make a pizza.
And it was always good?
Yeah.
God, I do miss that.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today, Conan.
Conan O'Brien.
The Jimmys.
Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel.
Ted Smith.
Ted.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
There you go, right there in the title. All those guys have teams of professional writers that come up with their monologues each and every night. And it's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
New restrictions in New Jersey to stop a coronavirus has gyms closed down for 30 minutes every hour to deep clean. The only person going to get in shape is the janitor.
Fallon.
Conan.
Fallon.
New restrictions aimed at stopping a surge in coronavirus cases. Gyms and fitness centers are under orders to shut down for 30 minutes every hour for a deep cleaning.
The only person who's going to get in shape is the janitor.
New survey says Americans will be eating and drinking to deal with the stress of the election. The survey was brought to you by everyone you know.
Me, Ted Smith.
Yeah, Ted.
Damn it. Yeah. Pizza chain Papa John's has announced it will start offering a new cheeseburger pizza, which will feature a huge portion of seasoned beef, melty cheese, zesty pickles, and signature burger sauce. That story again, Papa John is back and he is wasted.
Me, Ted Smith.
Yeah, I hope it's you.
Oh, it's Seth Meyers.
Pizza chain Papa John's has announced that it'll begin offering a new cheeseburger pizza, which will feature a huge portion of seasoned beef, melty cheese, zesty pickles, and signature burger sauce. That story again, Papa John is back, and he is wasted.
Sorry about that one, boys. Kind of rigged the game
there. Yeah, I know. Not that I would have guessed it correctly.
It's an honest mistake. I apologize.
Sure.
Four Locos coming out with a new bottled drinks called Pregame. It's perfect for when you pass when you want to pass out before leaving the house. To buy a bottle, you have to show your ID and give an emergency contact.
Fallon.
Kimmel.
Fallon.
Four Loko is coming out with new bottled drinks called Pregame.
What?
It's perfect for when you want to pass out before leaving the house. To buy a bottle, you have to show your ID and give an emergency contact.
Comedian Chelsea Handler calls New York Governor Andrew Cuomo a big Italian hunk and reveals he ghosted her after agreeing to go on a date. But hey, that's amore.
That's 10.
Damn it! How'd you know that was me on that one?
You sounded a pretty good idea.
You seemed too excited to do the accent. Yeah.
Did I? Damn.
That was the giveaway. Right?
I was so excited when I wrote that one. I was like, oh, that's going to be Seth Meyers. Wildlife officials in Florida announced a rare two-headed snake was discovered after a cat dragged it into a resident's home. Said the homeowner, ah, get that cat out of here.
Seth Meyers.
Wildlife officials in Florida announced last week that a rare two-headed snake was discovered after a cat dragged it into a resident's home. Said the homeowner, ah, get that cat out of here.
By the way, Ted, you'll appreciate this. I know you hate snakes.
I do.
There's a cow in Australia, and I can't, just because it's Australia, everything's a badass. They found it eating a python.
Oh!
A cow was eating the python.
Hey.
I'm just like, wow, that is as Australian as it gets.
Yeah.
Hey, might be a cow, mate, but I'm going to eat you.
Yeah, I was watching a guy on Instagram last night go off on snakes. It's pretty cool.
Most of the, isn't most of the beef at Trader Joe's either from New Zealand or Australia?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Snake-fed.
If you want, yeah, snake-fed beef, go to Trader Joe's.
I'll take the Snake River beef.
Ooh.
Ooh, you know that place, huh? That's not cheap.
No.
Let's see. Yeah, I was watching somebody on Instagram go off on snakes. I found some new golfers that you would like, Miles. Okay. Find out all about it on a brand new episode of the podcast.
All right.
Boom. So the Dodgers beat the Rays last night to win the World Series.
Congratulations.
I think the two big stories that came out of this was the Rays pitcher, Blake Snell, was having a great game. Scoreless game. He gave up a hit in the sixth inning, only his second hit of the game. The Rays were up 1-0. Snell wasn't happy about it. They bring in a new guy. I mean, you could see the Dodgers, like, the Dodgers were excited. They couldn't hit him.
Right.
And I can't fathom why in the hell you would pull him out right there. I mean, at least let him give up a lead or something.
They and must have had a pitch count or something.
It was 71 pitches.
Yeah, plus the fact that this is it.
Right.
So it doesn't. Right. This is it. It doesn't matter if he goes on. He's not pitching anymore this year.
Right. It's game six. Right. Game seven would have, what, today or tomorrow? Yeah. Like, right. Like, he's not.
He's done.
He's done. Yeah, I don't know. I've never understood that one. I do agree a little bit with like what A-Rod was saying and some of the post-game show about analytics and this and that. But at some point, you got to let people who have played the sport go with some instinct or who have been coaching the sport. You know,
absolutely.
Not every NFL coach obviously played a high level of football, but they played and they understand the game. They're on the bench. Like, you know, they can deal with this stuff. But I don't know where that came. Like, it just seems shocking to me. The dude has 71 pitches. Throwing a gem, and you just pull him out. And then the next dude immediately starts giving up hits.
Sure. Yep, and look what happened.
Yeah, and the Rays never came back.
I will say this, Major League Baseball did a great job of getting the season in.
Well, they just got it in.
They got it in, but they did get it in. And there's a lot of players involved. And there's a lot of coaches, and baseball's, you know, not as big as football, but as far as the number of people involved.
So that's the other
still
weird thing.
Substantial as far as the number of players.
Dodgers third baseman Justin Turner was removed in the eighth inning because he tested positive for COVID. Which seems kind of weird that somehow the results came back during the game.
In the
game.
Middle of a game.
Yeah.
Right. So the MLB alerted him. But after they won the World Series, he wasn't out there right away. But then he came out, took a team picture with the trophy, which I can kind of fathom. But then he was on the field, like, hanging out with people, and it's like,
why'd you remove him if he can hang out with the same people that you wanted him to not hang out with?
Right, and it's just not a good look. Like, you pulled him off the field because he tested positive.
We didn't know
And then you
that,
say we're
going
to wait to do
us.
Our victory parade because of the whole COVID thing. Like, well, you obviously...
Did they say that today?
Yeah,
I didn't even see
don't
that.
Care that much.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we got to see what's going to happen. You'd have to imagine as much time as he spent with, on the bench and everything. Like,
yeah.
Some,
well,
I mean,
keep in
mind, I could be wrong. You would just think somebody else is probably going to test positive.
It depends on where you are in the rotation. It depends on where you pitch. You're probably not going to be in the bullpen.
He's a third baseman.
Oh, third baseman? Yeah, you're in the dugout. I thought this guy was a pitcher for some reason.
No. And he's one of the heart and soul of their team. So, trust me, I get it. You want to be out there, you just win the World Series. I don't know. It just, as we say sometimes, like, you got just, the optics look bad.
And you know what, too? You look at a team like the Dodgers, and if you're a baseball fan, you know, they're a legendary team.
Mm-hmm.
They've been to the World Series a number of times. They have pulled some out before. But they're also a payroll team. They're in Los Angeles. And you realize they haven't won the World Series since 1988.
Yeah.
That's a long way to go back. And then I appreciate the aspect of baseball. Based on the fact that you could have a salaried team as low as Tampa, and they still have a chance to compete. They still have a chance.
Yeah.
And even if you do have a really good team like the Dodgers and you pay them a lot of money, that doesn't always guarantee you're going to go there either.
It just guarantees you spend a lot of money.
Right. And this year it worked out for them. They had a great team, and they won the thing. But I just like that dynamic of Major League Baseball, that anybody has a chance if you can just put the team together.
Right. Well, baseball's always going to be tougher, right? Because you could spend the money.
Right.
I mean, that's one thing that always helps the NFL, is that you got to contribute back.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. So, right. Because, I mean, Green Bay would never exist.
No, the Cowboys would be the best team every year. The Giants and the Jets would be great every year.
Right. And the Giants and Jets suck.
They really do.
Right. But, I mean, look, that's some of the problem I have with when you watch soccer around the world, right? You know, the English League has enough massive clubs that they kind of go up and down. Well, used to be the big four or whatever. Leicester's in there now. But like when you look at Germany in the Bundesliga, I mean, Bayern Munich's won it 8 years in a row.
And there's one reason why.
Right.
Yeah. And like the guys that are the backups there, like when they leave there, become stars anywhere else in the world. But it's just boring. Nobody wants to see the same team win every year in and year out. Now, granted, the Yankees have won a lot.
They have. Yeah. They have.
Not having a horse in the race, so I was hoping they'd go to seven. Just so they'd have one more night of baseball. I was enjoying watching baseball.
It's kind of weird, too, because of COVID. Like, you've gotten used to watching hockey playoffs and basketball playoffs.
Sure.
Then we had football start. Then college football came back.
Been a great fall.
Right, there's just been a lot of sports on this mm-hmm. fall. So I'm with you. I feel like a weird junkie. Like, I might have to go home and just watch TV.
Right. Trying to figure out what's on tonight. It's like, all right, it's the Galaxy and the Timbers. I'm watching.
Right? Like, out of hate for the Timbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
That's exactly what I'm watching.
Sounders looked good last night.
They did for a change.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, I watched, you guys ever watch, did you ever see Man vs. Food?
I know of it, I've never watched it.
Right.
Maybe once or twice. That was at Richmond?
Right. So now it's a guy named Casey Webb.
Okay.
And I'm not huge on, eating contests. Thrill, I know you have the funny story about the Dagwood, which you didn't mean to
I did not mean contest. To enter that yet, but I won.
But I don't like the eating contest because it's timed.
Right.
Even if I'm going to eat a crap ton of food, I like to take my time doing it.
Sure.
But I do enjoy watching these other people try to eat these contests. And some of it's just too spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just like, good Lord, why would you eat that stuff? I have a buddy that does spicy wing challenge all the time. And I'm like, you're insane, man.
Does he enjoy the wings?
That's what I was going to ask. Is it the timing on the amount of time it takes you to eat the wings? Or is it how hot of a wing you can take?
Well, they do both. So, like, Adam Richman would do the same thing. Go Arsenal. And then, he's a Tottenham fan. And then Casey Webb does the same thing. So some episodes, it's just about going somewhere and going, like, that place in Denver that's famous. Like, something the third. It's like a famous breakfast place.
He's just
got to eat this massive burrito with, like, chimichangas inside of it and this and that. And then some places you go where it's just, you just have to eat eight of these wings, but they are ungodly hot.
Okay.
Like, the dude putting the spice on them needs to be in a gas mask and wearing gloves.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's okay to serve to someone who doesn't have a gas mask and gloves.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just, right. It's too much. I'm just like, I don't understand why.
Hey, man, I was in New Orleans years ago, and somewhere in the French Quarter, they have like a hot sauce and spice kind of shop, right?
All right.
So I go in, and I'm buying, and these sauces aren't necessarily designed to take you out. It's just New Orleans flavor. So there's a lot going on, but they have horseradish. I love horseradish. And I'm looking at this one. It's like atomic or nuclear or whatever. So his brother's walking by, and he's like, yeah, can I help you, my man? I said, dude, what's up with this horseradish? He's like, do you want to try some? I was like, yeah, I'd love to, actually. He's like, okay, hang on. Now, I'm going to tell you what to do, and you have to listen to me exactly. Otherwise, this is not going to end the way you want it to end. And we're talking like not a toothpick, you know, like a flat toothpick kind of thing.
Yeah, like a stir.
Yeah, so he dips it in there, but I mean, not a lot at all. If I remember this right, it was like, look, put it in your mouth. Do not inhale. He's like, just swallow it. Exhale, then exhale again through your mouth, and you get the taste. But in again, before he handed it to me, he's like, you got that? I'm like, yeah. He's like, repeat it back. He's like, seriously, man, if you don't do this, this stuff's going to take you out. So I did what he said, and it was fine. Actually, I bought some. It's very, very good. But even when I brought it home, it's like, look, before you use this, understand, because this guy was not joking, man. You could, I don't know, when you kind of exhaled, you could feel the heat. You almost felt like it'd be like exhaust coming out of your mouth.
No, thank you.
It was good, but the taste was tremendous.
I just don't like anything that ruins my palate when I'm going to eat.
It doesn't if you follow his story. Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing. Like, if you do it wrong, it's done. You're not
Right, and I'm with you. It's stuff that's too hot, that's just not my thing. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, there's plenty of places around the world where heat is the whole flavor.
Sure.
But I also, like, I like hot sauces that can be flavorful without being overpowered.
Right, that's what I'm looking for.
So I saw a new one last night on the Cooking Channel called Eddie Eats America. This guy is massive.
All right.
He, what was he? He's the 2017 World Strongest Man contest winner. He's British. And he comes over here.
I know. Okay. Yeah, I know.
You've seen him. Like, yeah. Like a mohawk, short mohawk, yeah. Like massive tattoos. But it's just funny. He just goes to American towns. Like, I watched him when he was in Miami eating a fried fish sandwich.
So a lot of this just is food that he's never had before.
Right. And then, right, he'll go eat a food challenge or something as well. Because, I mean, the guy is a massive man. So he has to eat, like, I don't know how many thousands of calories every day anyhow.
Then
so
he wants to be in the U.S.
He's probably 4 to 5, easily.
Right, so that's what most of these food eating contests or shows kind of are. Like, they're going to show you 3 spots.
Sure.
And show you some of the local cuisine before they, before they go do the contest. Yeah, I got stuck in a wormhole last night. I was looking up Adam Richman. He said that when he was doing Man versus Food, if he could, he wouldn't eat the day before. And then after the big contest, he would go get on a treadmill for like half an hour. And he's like, I know that sounds terrible and the first 10 minutes suck, but he's like, you got to keep moving. If you're just sedentary after that, right. Like it was awful. Like,
sounds fun.
Yeah. That's like I said. I could sit around all day and graze, but the idea of being like, you've got 30 minutes.
We're taping it, and you got to do it.
And you got to do it. I'm like, that doesn't sound enjoyable.
No.
Let's see. Jon Stewart's coming back with a new show to Apple Plus. It's been 5 years since Jon Stewart left The Daily Show.
All right.
If you remember what he said when he left, he was exactly right.
What did he say?
He was talking about school shootings and things like that.
Right, right.
And he was just like,
it's too much.
And it's going to continue to happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The Hollywood Reporter says he'll host a current affairs series for Apple streaming service. It's got multiple seasons already. Basically, he said it'll be exploring a host of topics that center around both national conversation and his advocacy work. If you don't know, he has spent most of the past 5 years working to help get 9/11 first responders and American wounded veterans, their benefits and things like that. And he's very passionate about it. I mean,
yes.
He talked on Capitol Hill, this and that. And I don't care who you are. You can't really be upset with a guy that's helping veterans and 9/11
apparently you can.
Responders, right. The Daily Show, obviously, was an hour-long episodes. This one will just be a deep dive into one subject. No word on the show's title or when it might premiere. And it sounds like the episodes will show up when. So it sounds like basically whenever he gets an episode done,
that's when they'll put it out. Okay.
But it's not going to be like a, you know.
You got to have it done by this day, da-da-da-da.
Right. You're not going to tune in every Tuesday night or whatever and see Jon Stewart back on your tube doing a show.
All right.
And I imagine it might be a little heavier, a little less comedy.
But it sounds that way.
It's also Jon Stewart.
Right.
You know, so he's going to put it in there. You know, it's funny. Some people forget that, you know, like, you almost forget that he wasn't the original host of The Daily Show.
Craig Kilborn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happened to Craig Kilborn?
Nobody likes him.
He played himself in Old School.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. That explains.
That's the last we've seen it.
It basically was. Now, I think he's a producer or something. I'm sure he's off making money being slimy.
I'm sure.
Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Police break up a group of 600 people in Germany, all there for a massive fetish sex party.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, a shopper buys reindeer ornament whose twig and berries are very, very naughty.
New York man waiting for the bus is swallowed by a huge hole. Omaha man with hot tub in backyard is told to put away his pole. And a man has 2 kilos of cocaine, which are hidden and magically delicious. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, top story. We go to Scotland, where a shopper was shocked at the detail of a Christmas ornament. Describes it as a, quote, cute reindeer ornament that is adorned with other woodland creatures such as a bunny, an owl, a squirrel, and a fox. Liking the ornament, the shopper searched around for the price tag, where they discovered an interesting pattern betwixt its back legs. It's quite obviously a male reindeer, if you catch my drift.
How did they know?
Because they took 7th grade biology. And yet again, we were talking about this in the office. There is absolutely no reason why that is there. It is clearly what it is.
Yes.
It's clearly hidden, but it's clearly what it is.
Yeah, it's not hanging there. It's kind of etched into the ornament itself. Right. It's detailed.
It absolutely is detailed.
Yeah, I mean, as far as it's just not a lump.
But
I mean,
again.
If you were to look up on Christmas Eve and see Santa flying over.
It's true.
I mean, inevitably. I don't know how many of the reindeer are men, but.
Pretty sure they're all men.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, it goes back to the dawn of time, where no matter what, if we are going to vandalize something, if we're going to leave our quote-unquote mark on something.
It's a penis.
It is always a penis.
It's been that way, I mean, forever.
It's
always the penis. So when Google Earth first started, and people got to say, ooh, these satellites are going to try to image the entire Earth. Like, people went on droves to start drawing huge penises on top of warehouses and schools, anything with a big roof. Why? Just so we could see a penis.
Check out our corn maze on Google Maps.
Right. It's a penis. The flight path. And a penis. Miles, you still have the map of your jogging route that you intentionally designed. Just to look like
just,
a penis.
Just for Castle.
Exactly.
Right. I wanted to send him a penis.
Here you go, buddy. Oh, another news. We go to Omaha, Nebraska, where a man is fighting for his right to party in the nude. The man has a hot tub and an in-ground pool in his backyard that his neighbors say he uses frequently while naked. The man received a few visits from police reminding him that he was in violation of public decency, to which he responded by challenging the officer to show him the law that he was violating. A neighborhood mother seemed to have the biggest issue with the man, having placed at least one of the calls and giving evidence of her daughter's bedroom window that overlooks his yard, as well as security footage that shows him nude in his backyard while a 3-year-old played on the swings next door.
Yeah, but the 3-year-old's on the other side of a fence.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, is that the report says he is naked 3 feet from a 3-year-old playing on a swing. But again, there's a wood fence in between the two. The kid has no idea that the guy is there.
You ever have sex in a hotel room?
Oh, yeah.
Because 1 foot away from you, that's where they're going to do it, there's someone else.
Right.
Right behind you, probably.
Exactly.
Exactly. I live in an apartment complex.
Guess what?
I understand.
Above you, below you, beside you.
I understand if you come up to this guy and like, hey, we can see you if you don't mind. And then he still refuses. Okay, now he's a jackass. That makes sense. But
He's
in his own backyard.
He's only yard.
And he's taking advantage of his pool and his hot tub, which he has every right to go in the nude.
And the only person looking at him is the woman who called the cops. I'm like, why did you videotape me? You don't know, like, I'm in my hot tub in my home. I did not realize that you had your cell phone and are videotaping me in my hot tub.
Right. It was actually your security cameras, but still. It's not right. We go to Florida, where Amazon has taken aim at a bad customer. A woman was arrested after it was alleged that she received more than $100,000 in fraudulent returns over the course of 5 years. The woman reused shipping labels that were created and canceled orders and applied them to other Amazon returns. Detectives eventually tracked her down using her 31 accounts, and she was arrested.
Wow. Good.
Absolutely.
31 different accounts. You made, what, $100,000?
100 grand worth of returns. You absolutely right.
Damn.
It's like, when you're going through this much work into something, you better not hire any defense attorney.
Well, also, if you go through this much work for something, if you applied this to something legal, you would excel.
She's a hustler.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I'd like to hire you if you could put it towards something legal, right?
Exactly.
I hate mailing a return thing back. That drives me nuts.
Right?
When you gotta send it back, box it up again, because you already opened it up.
You ever try to get the rebate and you have to follow it verbatim?
Yep.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Send us the original barcode on this one, and then send us a scan of the barcode on this one, and they will hold you to it.
Well, of course they will, because they're basically what they're saying is, we'll refund you, but we're not going to make this easy.
Not at all.
We hope you give up before you really want the refund.
That's right.
That's all.
I did it one time. It was a massive pain in the ass, but I got my $70 back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dollar amount will dictate whether or not you go through that, right?
That's right.
$10, you're like, yeah.
A Coke mule got busted for trying to finish his delivery early. A man was stopped on I-90 in New York for a traffic violation at 2 in the morning. They eventually felt the need to search the car, where they found two boxes of delicious Lucky Charms. They pried open the boxes of sugary cereal to find that they contained a little bit more sugar than advertised, as each box contained
booger sugar.
A kilo of cocaine.
That's what I'm saying. That box weighs so much more than a regular box of cereal. Right. Once the officer picked it up, he's like, I know this is not cereal.
Right. Exactly. Can see where you clearly resealed the box right here.
Mm-hmm.
And it weighs a kilo
of cocaine each.
There's 2 kilos with these two boxes.
Wow.
Yeah. Magically delicious.
And then again, find a hotel. It's going to take a minute to get the product there.
Jesus.
Right.
Around 2 o'clock in the morning, this officer's bored at this point. He's looking for any reason to talk to somebody.
Follow the traffic laws.
Right. To the T. Yeah, it's suspicious that you're following it to the T, but they can't stop you.
Right.
We do not endorse anybody actually doing this as a profession.
But if you do, follow the traffic laws.
Sticking with New York, a man waiting on the bus in the Bronx got the wake-up call that he didn't want. Security footage shows that the man waiting for the bus when the ground suddenly gives way beneath him. The man fell 12 to 15 feet right into an unwanted swarm of rats that proceeded to scurry all about him.
Ah!
The man suffered a broken arm and a leg in the fall and was hospitalized after a half-hour rescue from the hole.
Yeah. The only thing that would make that a more New York story is if the rats mugged him.
That's it for your headlines with that, Mike Hawkinson.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time as the head chef returns with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. And once again, we will play the game known as Big Dummy.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.